Today is Monday, December 6th, 2004, and you are listening to The Mind War on Rant Radio Talk, sponsored by Common Sense and your mom. Technical difficulty there. Apparently Doug's fucking plug came out or some bullshit and got on, so we had to replay the music. Whatever. Anyway, I'm Decoder.
Hey, I'm Roger Five.
And together we formed to make Voltron.
God.
Or something like that. Oh yeah, it's the mind war, baby. The war for your mind. It's, yeah, another Monday. Fucking down the tubes.
Yeah.
Anyway, in case you don't know, this is some sort of radio show, internet streaming audio show about minds and wars, fucking propaganda, motherfucking conspiracies, the news, and our slant on it.
And right now we're going to read off an email.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a show about the truth, you motherfuckers, as opposed to the lies that you get everywhere else. And the truth is that I'm about to light up a cigarette because they're good for you.
So
don't believe the propaganda.
The rest of us have quit. Like, if I can start reading some emails and change the subject as quickly as possible, so we'll run out to the door.
I am smoking a Newport and drinking fucking Red Bull.
God damn, you're fucking... Maybe that's a fucking tequila thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I had some Grey Goose, I'd be pouring the fucking Red Bull in the Grey Goose, but I don't, so I won't. But anyway, yeah, read some email, man. We got a bunch of email.
So, I'm going to read something from Says You. He says, yada yada. In response to the December 1st show, I just wanted to say I fully agree with Dakota's opinion on legalizing all naturally growing plants such as cannabis. I still say I fucking want my, LSD. Anyhow.
Well, you know, come on. Wouldn't you rather do, like, mushrooms than LSD?
You know, we're just not going to get that out of the table.
I mean, I don't know, man. I think, like, I understand that LSD is just like a fucking, what is it, kind of like a tincture almost? A fucking, what's that shit called? What's that fucking mold on the rye called?
Oh, yeah.
Argot or some bullshit.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of natural. It's kind of fucking natural. It's just, like, concentrated, which is where you get the bad news. You know what I'm saying? That's where. But, I mean, back in the days, to just for a little small tangent on LSD, isn't that why, like, back in the Middle Ages, people were seeing, like, witches flying on broomsticks and shit?
Well, there's a lot of things about the Middle Ages that require a lot of explanation.
Well, I'm thinking that that's got to be an explanation, because these motherfuckers, like, the rye bread was, like, what poor people eat. And fucking, like, wheat bread and shit is what fucking, what the rich motherfuckers were eating.
Yeah, that was one theory. I don't know. I mean, like, you had a whole fucking generation of people that believed that this church that said that you shouldn't bathe was a good idea.
That's true.
I mean, you know, I think people are stupid.
Next topic. Yeah, that's right. Plants, if it's a plant, it should not be illegal. Thank you.
Right. In response to the December 3rd episode, I read the same article and came to the conclusion that Arisi Tremblay is a fucking retard.
Well,
also,
he is.
I wrote the guy a criticizing letter in hopes of making a change. If you really want, I could send you a copy of the letter. Nah, I'm cool with that. Also, I got a shitload of spam right after I sent the email on a brand new account. So, fucking, apparently, like, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that either. This Tremblay guy is a real fucking moron. Fuck him. You know, I've come to the conclusion that the only reason he had anything disparaging to say about Stankdog and that fucking presentation on the AS400 was because it was at a HackerCon. If that was anywhere else, he wouldn't have had anything to say, because I listened to the whole fucking thing in its entirety, which is actually, if you can't find it online, if you want to pick up your phone and dial the Bellsmind PBX at 810-223-0003, you can press option 3 from the main menu, which is for Binary Revolution Radio, and episode 71 of Binary Revolution Radio is Stankdog's presentation on the AS400 at the 5th Hope Conference.
Tron, you are explicitly not given permission to use that system.
What happened?
Tron, you are explicitly not given permission to use that system. Anyway, then he comes on and says, like, yo, another note. Thanks to your show, I researched some of the dangers of fluoride and was extremely shocked. Some methods used to keep information about fluoride closed off reminds me of the Gestapo in Nazi Germany and the black and gray shirts in Italy under Mussolini.
Yep.
Yes. I missed that episode, but nonetheless, fluoride is fucking horrible.
I'm very happy that we've at least reached one person on some of the actual knowledge we're trying to put forth here in the middle of, like, fucking joking around, fucking making fun of the news and the brief moments of hacking.
Right. Then he says, in addition, for a long time I realized that aspartame is extremely dangerous. One of my main reasons for believing this is the fact that I can't drink diet soda.
Yeah, but yeah, me too. You know, and my theory has always been that fucking anybody who hasn't been completely fucking controlled by the horrible effects of fluoride, aspartame, and other type of bullshit, aluminum and shit like that, will think that diet soda tastes like shit. If you think diet soda is tasty, you are already under control. Remember that.
What happened with that one thing about the Eclipse gum in you, though?
Oh, man, I told you about that. That fucking, I found this pack of Eclipse gum, and I was like, well, it's like chock full of aspartame, but I'm going to, like, chew a piece. And I took one, and then I started chewing them all. And, you know, they still tasted like shit, but I just couldn't stop chewing it.
You said I'm a big fucking mouthful of Eclipse gum.
I was sitting there with, like, 10 fucking pieces of Eclipse gum, and I was like, fucking poison. This is great. Maybe it was some suicidal fucking thing I had going on.
So anyway, it says you, and this is basically like blah, blah, blah. Oh, and fucking Doug, it would be great if you could upload the shows, like, after they were done so that, like, I could listen to them.
Yeah, Doug, it would be great if you would upload the shows, like, fucking immediately.
It would be.
Well, Doug's a busy man. Doug's a busy man. Anyway.
So, got another one from a guy we'll just call, Dave. I was listening to your December 3rd show, and, like, while I understand your views on the Hope Conference, blah, 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 anyway, like, he says, like, what you really should do is, like, read off the full description of the actual, like, speech here, like, on the radio. So, like, I will go do that, or more or less. This is the terrorism and hacker speech.
Yes.
All right, so I was going to read off the entire little excerpt from the speech, as opposed to...
Well, this is, see, we I thought we tried to make the point clear, you know? I thought we were trying to make it clear that we were upset at fucking Mr. Tremblay because of his inclusion of Stankdog's presentation of the AS400, which had nothing to do with what he was trying to say. We felt that he included that for absolutely no reason other than, like, just he's a noob. And as far as the hackers and terrorism or whatever, like, I mean, I'm sure that there's some shit in there that can be construed as pretty fucking bad. We're not arguing that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Well,
but this Tremblay guy drops the ball, and he fucking includes Stankdog's presentation on the AS motherfucking 400.
So anyway, the whole thing was like, this presentation will put forth a range of activities in which, you know, did not read this last time. Anyway,
you got to be louder, dude. You got to be louder. And you can't say it so fast. I can't even hear what you're saying.
This presentation will put forth a full range of activities in which hackers can apply their skills to achieve goals related to the systematic use of violence to create a general climate of fear in a population and thereby to bring about a particular political objective. This range includes many specific ways for hackers to combat terrorism, methods of fight or methods to fight terrorism, tendencies of your country, and how hackers might actually participate in terrorism. Despite being demonized by corporate media and subject to many recent laws, most hackers, like most people of all types, are not terrorists. What can we do to protect against hackers being misperceived as threats and terrorists? And, like, I really honestly think the people who wrote that speech could have done a little bit better of a job in clarifying their excerpt. Because, I mean, just certain things like, I mean, the first sentence is terrible.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. They didn't do a good job in trying to put forth what they were trying to say. But obviously Trembley doesn't know, doesn't never even listen to it. He read the title of it.
Right.
Okay, that's it. And he probably picked the Stankdog AS-400 thing arbitrarily.
I have to imagine so.
That's all I'm saying. That what I'm saying is the reason that we fucking are talking shit about Mr. Trembley is because we, just by a cursory examination of his fucking article, you could tell that not only does he not know what he's talking about, but he didn't do any research. He did not listen to that speech. He was not at the Fifth Hope. He did not hear the presentation on the AS-400. Okay? None of that. He just fucking read a little bit and decided to write an article about it. And some shithole fucking, what was it, some sort of newsletter or magazine decided to publish it. A technology magazine, nonetheless. Like, you think these people would be a little bit smarter. But that's it. I don't want to talk about Trembley no more because, it's, you know, things are going to go down. Anyway. So, shouts to that guy. Anyway.
Right. Yeah. Next one from Fireblade, our last email that we're going to be reading off. He was saying, like, hey, do you know how stupid the French police are? Like, well, yeah, actually, I've been reading about this, and it's really kind of funny. Apparently, the French police managed to lose a bag full of explosives somewhere, you know, maybe on an airplane.
Well, I was watching the mass media news reports on this, and what I found very interesting was that we're safe because there was no detonator device with these explosives, so everything's A-okay.
Oh, well, all right.
That makes me sleep better at night.
Glad it does. But effectively, like, yeah, like, you know, you thought our country was stupid. Well, there's plenty of other ones over there that are just as dumb.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lose a fucking bag of explosives.
Well,
and so they use these things to test the bomb-sniffing dogs, right?
Well, the idea was that, like, you know, they wouldn't know where the bombs were, so they couldn't, like, you know.
Well, of course. Nobody knows where they are, and, you know, the bomb-sniffing dogs are getting tested.
Right, right. But apparently, like, they just didn't know they were. You know, it's kind of
lead.
Right. Ended up on a plane somewhere.
God. And they can't find it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll turn up. One way or the other.
Oh, I'm sure it'll turn up. Jesus Christ. It's so funny.
Yeah, in a not-so-funny way. But yeah, it is funny. So, anyway, I think we should probably get back into our little news segment.
All right, yeah, you know, a bunch of shit happened. That being one of them, of course, you know.
Right.
Which, I mean, how much can we say about that? Like, these guys are idiots.
Right.
You know, anybody could say, well, people make mistakes. I don't know, a bag of explosives on a motherfucking airplane? There's no room for mistakes right there. Sorry.
Right. But some guy still has to fill up my titties so I can get on the airplane.
That's fucking bullshit. But we do have some news stories, and the top one being the fucking attack on the U.S. consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, haven't we always been saying something about Saudi Arabia, Dakota?
Yeah, we've been saying a lot about Saudi Arabia, of course. And I got an article here from the Daily Star, which is available at www.dailystar.com. I don't know what .lb is, or 1b, whatever. Anyway, dailystar.com. Pulled this fucking story off there. Muslim militants stormed the heavily fortified U.S. consulate in Jeddah on Monday, which is today, killing 5 non-American staffers. I'm so happy that they mentioned that they're non-American, so anyone reading this in the U.S. can say, oh, good, I don't fucking care. Anyway, killing 5 non-American staffers before Saudi forces shot dead 3 attackers and captured 2 to regain control. Saudi security officials initially said 4 Saudi officers also died in the clash, but Interior Ministry spokesman Brigadier General Mansour al-Turki later said that no officers were killed. Well, I guess he's learning from the U.S. in just plausible deniability, or in most cases, like, far from plausible deniability that people will believe anyway. So,
right.
Basically, like this Brigadier General motherfucker who claims that no officers were killed is lying. He said one was seriously wounded. Yes, I'm sure five were killed and one was seriously wounded. That's what you could take from that sentence. This is how you kill the spin, you know what I'm saying? It's very simple. It was the first major militant assault in Saudi Arabia since May. The bloodshed in the Red Sea port indicated that the fight against Saudi-born Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network and the world's biggest oil exporter is far from over. Whoa, fucking gee. Thanks for fucking pointing that out, Captain Obvious. President George W. Bush said the attack showed that, quote, the terrorists are still on the move.
Well, apparently fucking Ashcroft was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently Ashcroft was wrong, and George Bush, being the one of the biggest geniuses in the face of the earth, the terrorists are still on the move. Fucking very insightful, President George Bush, and linked them to insurgents in Iraq. This is why I'm continuing in the tradition of reading news stories on Default Radio by not reading this shit until we do it live on the air, so you can gauge my reaction to shit.
What about insurgents or something? What?
Yeah, yeah. They he's linking them to insurgents in Iraq.
Well, why didn't you call them North Koreans too?
Right. Where violence threatens elections set for January. Quote, they want us to leave Saudi Arabia. They want us to leave Iraq. They want us to grow timid and weary in the face of their willingness to kill randomly, kill innocent people. That's why these elections in Iraq are very important, Bush said. Okay. Saudi officials blame the terrorist attack on a, quote, deviant group, their way of identifying al-Qaeda extremists. So apparently, according to the Daily Star, Saudi Arabians called al-Qaeda deviant groups. Anyway. Quote, members of the deviant group this morning threw explosives at the gate of the U.S. consulate in Jeddah and then entered the compound, a Saudi Interior Ministry official said on state television. Quote, the security forces dealt with the situation and managed to control it. Three of the attackers were killed and two were arrested after they were wounded, he said. The attackers snuck behind an embassy car that was entering the consulate through the gate, then lobbed hand grenades at guards to take control of the gate area, Turkey said. Turkey, whatever his name is. He said the attackers also used grenades designed to create fires and send up heavy smoke. Plumes of black smoke could be seen rising in the air shortly after the attack. The attackers never made it inside the consulate's building, Turkey said, which means that they made it inside the consulate's building. The attackers then called the local Saudi police station to report they had hostages and would begin killing themselves until Saudi security forces backed away from the compound, according to a Saudi official in Washington. As the call was ending, Saudi security forces stormed the area and fought a short gun battle, the official said. Al-Turki denied that anyone was held hostage, but said the attackers did hurt those they came across in the courtyard area. Yes, I'm sure they hurt them. I'm sure they just, like, punched them, didn't kill them. Anyway. In Riyadh, U.S. Embassy spokesman Carol Callan said, we have five confirmed dead among our locally engaged staff, and one of them is a contract security guard. She refused to give their nationalities, but security sources said they were Arabs and Asians. Callan said a handful of other employees were in the hospital. A State Department official who was asked not to be named said some Americans had been lightly wounded. Oh, lightly wounded. Quote, no assailants remained on the loose. They have either been killed, captured, or cornered, he added. So, like, right now, there's some guy, like, fucking cornered. Anyway, what these people, no wonder he didn't want to be named. I wouldn't want to be named either with a quote like that. The Saudi cabinet, following a session led by Crown Prince Abdullah, issued a statement condemning the attack and, quote, renewing confirmation of the Saudi kingdom's determination to fight terrorism in all its aspects and hunt down perpetrators.
Right. Now, it should be noted that, once again, Saudi Arabia is not a democracy.
God.
It's a dictatorship, and they call it a monarchy.
Yep, exactly.
And, we support that one all heavily. And I'm sure, you know, maybe not today, maybe not next year, maybe not 10 years from now, but I'm sure at some point in time we'll be like those evil fucking bastards in Saudi Arabia. They're a bunch of fucking filthy
We must bring them democracy. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. If you can't see this through this shit, if you're the type of person who supports the war in Iraq, then just, like, fucking stop listening. Like, seriously, turn on Fox News and have a nice day.
Just crank it up, too.
Yeah, turn us off. Thank you. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but on Islamic militant websites, which, as we discussed in a previous episode, we don't think exist, contributors began hailing the attack even before it was over, with one person praising it as, quote, destruction of a bastion of atheism. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh and missions in Jeddah and Dahran D-H-A-H-R-A-N.
Where do fundamental Islamics get a bastion of...
I don't know.
Come on. I mean, like, what fucking word in, like, you know, whatever Islamic religion or like
bastion
translates into that?
I don't think anything. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh and missions in Jeddah and Tehran shut down after Monday's attack, and an embassy statement said the missions would remain closed to the public on Tuesday. American citizens in Saudi Arabia are strongly urged to exercise utmost security precautions. It said, yeah, watch your fucking ass. In the kingdom's last big attack, militants struck at oil companies and a housing compound in the eastern city of Khobar in May. At least 22 foreigners and 7 security men died. The latest attack, which followed a lull in violence, shocked the relatively tolerant and safe city of Jeddah. Oh, I'm sure Jeddah is fucking safe streets. It's like motherfucking goddamn Cedar fucking Council Bluffs, Iowa. It's beautiful. Quote, it shows that despite Saudi claims to the contrary, Al-Qaeda can still mount operations in the country, said Simon Henderson, a British consultant on Saudi Arabia. So basically, anybody who does anything is from Al-Qaeda. Remember that.
Right.
Sooner or later, they're going to start fucking calling people in the U.S. just fucking once they I don't know what they're going to do, run a stop sign. Oh, you're running, you're fucking goddamn running a stop sign, you're Al-Qaeda. Anyway. Worrying, there remain concerns not only about the effectiveness of Saudi security forces, but also about their loyalty, Henderson told Reuters in London. Well, fucking screw you, you're an idiot. Everybody, Simon Henderson thinks Al-Qaeda's behind everything. So, make a long story short, some shit went down in Saudi Arabia.
Right, right, right. You know, speaking of shit going down over there, fucking 1,254 dead in our Iraqi war.
Krypton.
Yep,
good. Thanks, Krypton. 1,254.
Yeah, well, plus the 66 from dead elsewhere in military operations over the 2 years. But, yeah, 1,254 so far, just in Iraq. And the number's been going up, too. I mean, it should be noted that we're not going to break 1,000 this year, but we've already broken 700, and we look like we might actually hit 800 by the end of the year.
Yeah. Well,
which, is pretty fucking stupid. I mean, we've effectively stagnated over there in Iraq. Like, we're not really going anywhere. We're not making a whole lot of progress. I mean, yeah, sure, we're having fucking elections coming up, like, whatever. That's not really the point. The point is we're losing more and more people.
My call to Iraq is to let Saddam run and see if he wins.
Yeah, no, why don't you fuck with Saddam about it?
You have to. You kind of have to. I mean, of course they're not going to, but, I mean, shit. I want to see if he wins. I bet he would. Anyway, that was, of course, the idiocy for today. Now for the glimmer of hope. Pakistani president denounces war on terror. And this is from fucking The Guardian, politics.guardian.co.uk.
Did you find a computer online today?
Yeah. The Pakistani president, Pervez Musharraf, today denounced the war on terror for making the world a more dangerous place, despite Tony Blair's insistence that Britain and Pakistan enjoyed a strong relationship. So apparently, according to The Guardian, this first fucking sentence, you can't be friends with someone unless you share their same idiotic views. So apparently President Musharraf has a brain and therefore cannot be fucking cool with Britain. The two leaders were speaking after talks at 10 Downing Street during Mr. Musharraf's two-day visit to the UK. Mr. Musharraf claimed that the war on terror had failed to address the causes of terrorism, saying that although terrorists were being tackled head-on militarily, there was also a, quote, strategic long-term dimension to the problem. Wow.
You can't keep on going into countries, fucking them in the ass without KY, and then fucking, like, expecting them to give us retrial?
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, Musharraf said that in Pakistani. Quote, this is getting at the core of what creates terrorists, what creates an extremist, militant environment, which then leads on to terrorism, he said. That is the resolution of political disputes. Mr. Blair said, most sensible people looking at the world today know that since September 11th, we have got to take every action that we can to fight terrorism militarily. Well, I would disagree with you, Mr. Blair. Most sensible people would think that you're a fucking idiot.
Should be noted that, I mean, like, well, granted, like, horrible things have happened. Like, if somebody shoots at you and you shoot back at them, like, what are they going to do? They're going to shoot back at you again.
Exactly.
I mean,
well,
like,
here, there's a but. But, Mr. Blair conceded, we would be foolish to ignore the causes upon which terrorism preys. and that is why it is also important to address these political disputes as well. We are in a difficult time for the world, he said, stressing that the relationship between Britain and Pakistan is strong, but we need that strength to tackle the problems we face together. In respect of Iraq, we agreed that whatever the issues of the past, the important thing now is to see the strategy through and ensure that Iraq is capable of becoming a stable and democratic state, Mr. Blair said. It's all just bullshit, man. He also praised Mr. Musharraf for his efforts to, quote, bring together moderate voices in respect of Islam and in order to show the true face of the true faith of Islam. Mr. Musharraf flew into London yesterday from Washington, where he admitted that his security forces had lost the trail of Osama bin Laden, but insisted the U.S. should share the blame for not putting enough forces on the ground. The Pakistani president briefed Mr. Blair in his recent visit to Afghanistan. Aside from the failure to find the al-Qaeda leader, believed to be hiding in the lawless border region with Pakistan, it's lawless over there apparently, so they have true freedom, the pair agreed that, that there was cause for optimism over progress made in the country. The forthcoming Palestinian elections and the resuscitation of the peace process were also on the agenda. Quote, in the view of both of us, there is something of crucial importance, not just to the Middle East, but to the wider world, Mr. Blair said. Now is the moment to grasp the opportunity. There is the possibility of change opening up. I think the next period of time is absolutely crucial. If we don't seize this opportunity now, it may not come for us again. Mr. Musharraf, whose visit is also designated to bolster trade ties with Britain and Europe, secured a backing from the Prime Minister for Pakistani efforts to win easier access to the lucrative markets of the European Union. So in this whole article, which is supposed to be about fucking Musharraf fucking saying that the war on terror is not working, all they did was quote fucking Tony Blair, showing more fucking spin. So basically, apparently, Pervez Musharraf has a brain. Or he isn't controlled. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's still yet to be, I mean, maybe Tony Blair has a brain, but he's fucking completely controlled. He's somebody's pulling his strings.
Well, and furthermore, even after 3 years, we can't find Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So Musharraf, what we can conclude from Mr. Musharraf's statements is that no one's pulling his strings. He's telling it as he sees it, and I just so happen to agree with him. You know what I'm saying?
At least in this instance, I mean, there's some fucking ugliness between Pakistan and India.
Well, there's a lot of shit going down. Yes, indeed. But I agree with Musharraf on this particular fucking point right here. That the fucking war on terrorism is making the world safer. And it making the world not a safe place. And it reminds me of fucking Bush's statement. And this is why my little faux pas, my little Freudian slip there, was because fucking Bush claims that since he's taken office, the world is a safer place.
Right, which it really isn't.
Well, it's the exact opposite. It's more dangerous now than it's ever fucking been since he's taken office.
Right, and that's regardless of whether you're an American or you're fucking Islamic or you're fucking...
And that's
fucking
regardless
Chinese.
Of it's Bush's fault or not. I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm saying that when you come out and say, the world's a safer place since I fucking got in office, just people look at you and just, like, really want to spit on you for just being that much of a fucking retard.
Right.
And apparently Pakistan fucking, at least the guy who runs their country, doesn't talk out of his fucking ass.
Right.
So shouts to fucking President Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan. Big fucking shouts to him.
Well, speaking of talking out of your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a little time here, so fucking in my now home state. I guess it's not really my home state, my living state.
Yeah, yeah.
Washington, you know, the race of the government got down to like 42 ballots, right? Between like the Democrat and the Republican.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so the Democrats fucking being on the losing side of fucking 42 ballots. Fucking wanted a full hand recount of the whole fucking state.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like, they managed to raise, like, the $800,000 that it would require for them to get told that they lost a stupid election. For which I would have much happier done it for, like, fucking $600,000.
Yeah, right.
Fucking let them know that they didn't fucking win. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's fucking 42 votes. Maybe I'll be fucking eating my words in a week.
Who knows?
Right. So anyway, you know, most of the counties out here have got real ballots, except for two of them. All the ballots are, like, electronic on the computer, which I really disagree with to begin with. I think there always should be a paper trail.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, e-voting is bad news right now.
Right. Well,
bad.
E-voting with, like, fucking a paper trail is okay. You know, as long as
a receipt?
Yeah, like, fucking a receipt that the fucking, you know, it's what it fucking needs. Yeah. But anyway, it, like, you know, this is not actually that. That's not really the first time that we've had fucking voting that didn't have a paper trail behind it. Mm-hmm. There was a fucking mechanical voting way back when that fucking did it too.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's all fucking dicey. So anyway, out of these fucking two counties, that, like, I believe one of them is Snohomish County, which is north of Seattle, or north of King County. And I can't remember the other one. It's something else. But either way, like, you know, there's a shit ton of fucking ballots in these places. So what they're going to do is they're going to fucking take all the results they have on the computer, which they apparently don't trust, and they're going to print them out, one on a piece of paper by itself, and then they're going to count those pieces of paper.
Wow.
And, like, I don't know, it's just the word clusterfuck. And, like, you know, if there was a problem with the computer, like, wouldn't that transgress into the printing?
Yeah, I see absolutely no point to do that.
No, it's just like, well, there's a problem, so like, you just wonder, like, fucking, like, I'm so glad I'm not anywhere involved in that decision. Like, I would be fucking unconscious from banging my head against the wall, 'cause it would, like, just, what else can you do?
Can someone tell them that they're fucking retarded? Can someone, like, make a phone call and say, like, look, what do you intend to accomplish by printing this shit out? It's really not going to make any fucking difference.
Well, you know, Washington is a logging state. I mean, like, that's the only thing I can think of, because, I mean, like, you know, they fucking quoted off some numbers in this fucking, like, you know, little blurb in the fucking Seattle Times or Post or whatever the fuck it was that I read. Mm-hmm. The fucking, you know, it was saying that, like, you know, there's, like, something like, oh, God, it's, like, a couple hundred thousand fucking ballots they're going to be printing. Like, they have, like, five computers hooked up to five printers that are going to be printing for 5 days straight.
God. Somebody's going to count these things.
Right, well, just, I mean, come on, I'm really fucking sorry, but, like, what kind of printers? I mean, like, seriously, like, have you fucking, you're going to go out to fucking, like, Office Max, go buy yourself a fucking HP inkjet?
Let me tell you, I wonder if we could place wagers on this, and whether or not their hand count will be exactly the motherfucking same as what it says in the fucking computer, you're fucking printing out what it says in the computer.
Right, well, I would imagine it's going to be wrong, because it's a fucking human error on fucking hand-counting ballots.
Oh, God, you think so?
Oh, yeah, like, fucking, like, she might end up winning just because of fucking human error.
Oh, so wait a minute, they're smarter than we thought. We're sitting here going on this, like, a logical way, but if you think about it fucking, if you include fucking human stupidity, which we didn't include, which we should have, fucking by hand counting these things, the Democrats do have a chance.
Right, by hand counting these ballots, for which, like, you know, and, like, there's been some stupid shit that's happened, too. Like, fucking at one of the voting counting places, like, 23 days after the fucking election, they just found an unopened box of ballots.
Leet.
Like, it would just fucking kick it in the corner with, like, all fucking, like, you know, three signatures that were required for it to be transported. And it's all,
oh, my God.
You know, fucking, like, you know, there's the fucking, like, dog guarding it that's, like, all fucking, like, you know, hungry and shit.
Yeah, right, sleeping and shit.
Right, it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Good. You know, like, I wonder, like, during every election, that's got to happen all the time. I mean, how many fucking boxes of ballots have just been, like, kicking around? Like, you know, I mean, what would you get from one of those on eBay?
Huh, that's
like,
a good,
you know,
idea.
Box,
I wonder,
of sealed ballots, fucking presidential election 2000. Like, you get fucking millions of dollars for it. It'd be fucking awesome.
That'd be pretty dope.
So, like, next time, like, you know, you're in an election place, you know, fucking, like, you know, all the people out there who work in those places, like, just don't throw them out. I mean, like, what do they do with it? Like, I mean, after the election's been decided, and, like, you know, it's been, like, fucking a year, and, like, fucking somebody's, like, you know, going through cleaning shit up, and they're like, oh, look, here's that.
We forgot to count these.
Like, I mean, like, you don't bring it to anyone's attention.
Yeah, just give it to me. Send it to the Mind War.
Right, General Delivery, fucking
General Delivery, Seattle, Washington.
Right, I'll fucking, you might want to email me first.
Right, just let us know it's there, General Delivery. But anyway, we're going a little late. It's like 10, it's fucking.
Well, it's not 10, we've got 15 more minutes of clear time before the Free Speech Radio comes on, which fucking everyone should listen to.
Yeah, everyone keep listening, you know. Actually, yeah, let's just keep going so that people don't fucking stop listening.
Right.
We want them to listen to Free Speech Radio.
Yeah, because fucking Free Speech Radio rocks.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, you have to listen to real news when you get finished listening to us.
Yeah, I just don't fucking understand that, though. Like, I mean, how the fuck, you know, the thing is, like, they fucking raised all this money. And they fucking, you know, they were, like, $100,000 short, like, Thursday, like, last Thursday, and they had to raise, like, all the way to, like, fucking, you know, whatever the $800,000 mark. And it's just like, look, you know, $800,000 fucking.
God.
Like, you can raise that much money.
I would have done that for like half a mil.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
where can we go to bid on this shit?
I know, just be like, look, I can fucking tell you the answer in fucking 5 seconds, you lost.
Right? Where's my money, bitch?
Right, no, just like,
or give me 800,000, I'll fucking cut that in half. Give me 400,000, I'll go and buy all the fucking equipment, and I will fucking print this shit out all by myself and count it by myself. That shit, I'll count it twice to make sure I got it. Hey, Doug. Engineer Doug.
He's fucking kicking it in the pajamas, eating the chicken noodle soup, dude.
Engineer Doug. I have an idea. Dead air.
Doug!
What a noob.
That's a good thing we're going to go on.
I was going to say, I had an idea. Maybe we should take Collins.
Yeah, it's a fucking good thing that we're going to fucking keep on broadcasting. It's like Doug's like fucking off in Neverland.
Yeah, do you think if we took Collins that anyone would call?
I don't know. Can we really take Collins?
Yeah, we could take Collins.
I didn't know we could do that yet.
Yeah, I'm just going to give him your number and just click over.
Whatever. No, remember, I'm Nextel three-way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'm like, I can't fucking three-way people.
Yeah, Doug, fucking, are you on the...
No. I do have to let you know something. We've been on, I don't know who's on there right now, but we've been broadcasting on extension 611 on Bell's mine, and I've had it so we can't hear them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you enter extension 611, we're on Bell's mine, so, like, fucking people that can't, you know, don't have a computer, they can listen to us.
Really? Who's doing that?
I am.
Oh.
On another phone line. What I do is I have this muted, and then I fucking bridge it over, and I make sure DTMF can't pass through.
Well, Jesus fucking Christ, Doug, you fucking should have, like, said something about it.
Yeah, you should have told us. I mean, there's people on there?
I don't know.
Fucking...
Anybody on there? Because I can hear them, you can't.
Yeah. Well, I want to take some call-ins, because Rigel had a good idea. Like, we should just keep going for the next 10 minutes to fucking, so people will still listen to Free Speech Radio.
Yeah, give them the Bell's Mind number.
All right, if anybody wants to call in and voice your opinions here on the Mind War about any motherfucking thing you want, you're going to call 810-223-0003. Depending on where you're calling from, you might have to add the country code 1 to that. So 1-810-223-0003. Hello? And from the main menu, what extension is it?
You hit 6 and then you hit 611.
So you hit 6611 from the main menu, and if you call in, we'll fucking let you on the air. We'll talk to you. We'll hear what you have to say.
Actually, we've been getting quite a bit of international listenership, and that's really kind of cool. And that's something that we really can go out and say thank you to Rant Radio for.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, thanks to Rant Radio. That's why I make sure at the beginning, fucking, I say you're listening to the Mind War on Rant Radio Talk. So, yeah, anyone out there, that's fucking plus 1-810-223-0003. And from the main menu, you press 6611.
Oh, just to be a total geek.
Yeah.
I fucking, like, you know, got into this whole RSS feed stuff.
Yeah.
And fucking, like, one of the feeds I came across was, like, a fucking RFC feed, like the latest new RFCs.
Mm-hmm.
Which are usually pretty fucking... What's that?
The conference is on.
The conference is on. All right. If anybody wants to call in, just fucking speak up. Now, what were you saying, Rachel?
Oh, so, like, the fucking, like, the latest fucking RFC, like, effectively even today, is this one on the TEL protocol, the TEL.
Yeah.
That is defined for, like, standardization of telephone numbers for, like, dialing.
Hmm. All right, who joined?
I've been on for a while.
And who's that?
Bankrupt.
What up?
Not much. Just listening.
Oh, that's cool. Shouts to Bankrupt. No, wait, I didn't understand what the hell you were saying, Rigel. You're going to do what now?
Oh, no, it's like this fucking protocol for the standardization of fucking dialing phone numbers. So like, you could have, like, fucking it embedded in a web page.
Okay.
It'd be like, you know, A ref equals, like, TEL colon, like, fucking plus. You know, 1212, fucking, you know, whatever.
Aha.
456-3600.
What number is that?
I don't know. I just fucking made it up.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that sounds like something.
Yeah, I know. It fucking does. Well, isn't 456 the White House? 212-456, something or another?
You're thinking of 202.
Oh, 202.
D.C.
Yeah, that's probably fucking bad.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. 202-456-3600. Fucking call it right now.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell it is. No, this isn't default radio. We can't do that. make fucking calls and shit. What the hell's wrong with you? What the fuck? I don't know. Anybody on the comp want to talk? Want to say anything? Want to fucking voice your opinion? Say who you hate?
Well, I basically think that, well, my aunt right now is in Jeddah, and she said it's pretty calm and relaxing, except for she has to wear a veil and everything. It's pretty big city, and it looks beautiful.
Oh, and it's doing pretty good, except for this latest little incident?
Yeah. Basically, it's just really oppressive, and that's it.
That's it. Just oppressive.
Yep.
She has to wear a veil, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting real sick of these places. It's just, well, you know, hey, to each his own. To each his own. They want to make you wear a veil? Fuck. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it makes them a bit sexier.
Oh, yeah. But again, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Imagine being in a bar, right, seeing a couple of chicks, and they're all wearing veils and covering themselves. You don't know what the hell you're going to go home with.
Well, fucking over there, you can't go to a bar.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, well, that just fucking, that solves that problem. I guess they thought of that already.
They're just like, oh, wouldn't know what you're getting. Better not go.
Right?
Drinking, listening to music. No, you can't do that.
Bad news.
It's bad for you. Yeah, fucking.
But the royal family, like, gets to do whatever they want, though.
Well, yeah, of course, because
to do coke lines and such.
Part. I bet they do. And don't forget who they're good friends with, since you mentioned coke. The kings of it. The kings of cocaine, the Bushes.
Yeah.
Don't forget all the people who uncovered that shit, and I don't know, like, somehow died mysteriously.
They got the hookup from Colombia.
Hell yeah. Fucking former president George H.W. Bush was known as Poppy to all these motherfuckers. Back in his CIA days, Poppy Bush. Fucking craziness.
Yeah, it really is. I just don't fucking remember. Hey, well, you know, other thing too, did we ever come up with closing music?
No, we didn't. We need a default theme for closing music.
Yeah, I don't know, Doug, play some King FGM at some point.
I don't know what the hell. I mean, like what?
I don't know.
Anarchy? Did we use that already?
That's just what I fucking said.
Did we use that already? I mean, Doug, yeah. Use something off that new Nirvana fucking CD. You got any of that?
Nirvana released another CD? What the fuck? They're dead.
No, Nirvana has this new box set out. Motherfucking three CDs and a DVD full of unreleased material and all sorts of shit. Who just joined the conference?
Black Ratchet.
Black Ratchet! I hear you stole my spot tonight.
No, I didn't do anything to piss you off. Please don't kill me.
Who else joined the conference there?
Hey, what's up?
What up? Wow. Also, who joined the conference? A lot of people joining.
White Sword. Avid here.
Avid.
Shut up, White Sword.
Be quiet, Rigel.
So who wants to voice their opinions? Maybe White Sword has some opinions he wants to voice.
On what?
On anything.
Oh, let's see. Just that White Sword TV is elite, and this show sucks.
You know, I watched a couple episodes of White Sword TV. Like, you never do anything cool.
Sorry. I'm sorry I don't have a blowtorch and a stick, and I'm walking down stairwells.
I mean, like, you know, you're always doing stuff that's, like, legit. Like, you're never kicking down a door. Like, I want to see you kick down a door.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what? I'm not looking to go back to jail, okay?
We're going to the junkyard to kick down a door.
Maybe I'll
specifically for Rigel 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting messages, people like, you should do home invasion. I'm like, what, are you a fucking moron?
just a word to everyone, don't ever do home invasion. They fucking put you away for a long time. There's always additional penalties.
That's not considered
entering. Or even better, don't do home invasion and then tape yourself doing it and make a TV show out of it.
Yeah, right. God.
Because the police find it funny when you record yourself committing crimes.
Yes, I find that funny as well.
And believe me, you're going to be on TV.
Yeah, right? Maybe not White Sword TV.
Right. You'll be on your local news.
Maybe America's Dumbest Criminals TV.
That's a good show. So wait, goddammit, does anyone on this thing have anything to say on topic of the mind war?
Dude, there's no topic.
Whether you know what you're talking
Fuck
about.
The government.
Fuck the government. That could get you put away for a long time.
I like the government.
who just joined.
Kizzle.
Kizzle. Wait, Kizzle from
Uberlegal.com and HackerMedia.net?
Ah, yes.
Oh, that Kizzle.
Oh, let's not forget White Sword's Christmas is coming out soon.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to kind of give that a little plug. White Sword's Christmas album is coming out real soon. I'm sure you'll be able to get that at whitesword.tk for all your holiday needs.
Because he was too poor to spend fucking $5 on a real debate.
$3.
Exactly. I just sang my song.
Jesus Christ.
A very White Sword Christmas.
That's what it's going to be. And it's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah,
but bad in a good way.
Yeah, bad in a good way. That's exactly right.
So I don't know. Should we start wrapping this up?
Yeah, we're gonna start wrapping it up. I had something to say, but now I forgot. Yeah, send us an email, themindwar@themindwar.com. Listen to Free Speech Radio coming up, fucking right after us. Don't forget to
floss tonight.
Yeah, don't forget to floss. It's very important.
While you're fucking spreading that fucking chlorinated fucking toothpaste all over your fucking mouth.
Yeah, to eat it too. Just suck that shit down like it was candy.
That's right. It's good for you. Get some Spider-Man toothpaste and you'll be good to go.
Spider-Man toothpaste, yeah. I'm pretty sure that anything they make for kids, like toothpaste like that, has twice the fluoride. I guarantee it.
I'm telling you, you need more so you protect your teeth get strong.
Dude.
Well, that's good for you. I don't know. You guys are weirdos.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, when the Nazis fucking came up with putting fluoride in the drinking water, I'm sure that they had nothing but the prisoners' teeth in mind. The concentration
that's
camp
right.
prisoners' teeth. They wanted them to have strong teeth when they killed them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they make same thing with military. Decoder, the teeth is worth money. No, I am shitting you not. Their teeth was worth money.
Correlation does not demonstrate
maybe
they're causation.
Gold shillings and such.
Maybe we should point out that, and it's coming up soon, sometime this week we're going to get Paranoia from the Health Front back on the show, and he's going to let everyone know about a certain country, Sweden, which classifies fucking fluoride as an antipsychotic. So stay tuned for that. I don't know what day we're going to have him on, but sometime this week you're going to hear Paranoia reporting from the Health Front.
If we can get them to stop doing meth.
Yeah, if we can get them to stop doing meth, they'll tell you about how to be healthy.
I'm not going to let them live that one down.
Oh, God. Anyway. Doug, you got any shouts?
No, but what the hell is the closing music?
Use whatever you want.
Beatles.
Yeah, use the Beatles.
Leo, White Sword Christmas.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
Just use whatever you want, Doug. Where the closing music is going to be whatever Doug decides to start playing right now.
Yeah,
pick a random MP3 and play it. Right. Rigel, you have any shouts?
No, you don't want to say random.
You never know what can end up there. Yeah, Rigel, any shouts?
I was fucking talking to somebody in fucking email and fucking he gave shout-outs to fucking 313 people and fucking hell yeah, fucking shout-outs to 313 every fucking
day. Yeah, shout-outs to the whole 313, the Detroit area.
And fucking 734 too, extend my love to like the suburbs.
Yeah, most definitely. I guess
my PPX is in 734. Woo!
Hey, what's the number for that? You got to give it to me after this. My shouts go to everyone on here right now. Fucking, goddammit, Avid, Kizzle, Black Ratchet, who am I missing?
White Sword,
Bankrupt, and whoever else is on here that's in and talk. Anybody else? I heard like 85 people joined. Blake Ops, yeah, there you go. And also to Dual Parallel and to Stank Dog from the DDP.
And Jasmine.
No. Yeah, fine. Shouts to Jasmine. Shouts to Amy. Shouts to Christy. And shouts to
Andy,
Elizabeth.
Ashley, Rebecca, Becky.
Shouts to Elizabeth. Candace. And
we could be here all day.
Wait, Julie. Can't forget about Julie. And that one girl that I fucked last week, I forgot her name. Shouts to you. And that's it. This has been the fucking Mind War. The real conspiracy is the official story. Keep your mind open. And your mouth closed. Later.
Oh, I'm tired.